Tonight, a new series, a series of shurim in medicine in halakha. This is a discussion of the various different laws that apply to medicine. And when I say medicine, I'm not restricting myself just to the Western medicine that we're familiar with, but also extending it to the various different complementary and alternative medicines that exist. There are a number of different laws that apply in general regarding refuah, regarding the idea of again, a doctor or someone preparing or doing any sort of curative. And there are also very specific laws depending on the type of medicine we're talking about. Now, understand that the gamut of medical types of procedures that exist today are probably far more than any of our at least recent, meaning last couple hundred years, ancestors have seen. A lot of new and various different forms of therapies have been introduced, be them through Western thought or through Eastern thought. Some of the sources of this medicine are of questionable nature, and therefore we have to investigate what they are, how they work, where they're from exactly, and in fact, these medicines attract or contact into any areas that would be considered to be, God forbid, avodah zarah, in other words, idol worship, or various other forms of, again, of negative types of, in other words, things that would go against our Torah and our way of approaching things. Now, if we're going to discuss anything about refuah, about medicine and halakha, I think that there is no question that we always have to start with the Rambam, Maimonides, being for us not just the forefather of codifying of Jewish law, but also being perhaps one of the most famous, and historically speaking, of medical doctors in our Jewish history. Of course, there were and are many in history and present day. The idea of rabbis and medicine going together is not a foreign concept, not then and not now. But again, to do justice to anything, we certainly have to be looking at the Rambam. Now, in this particular class, meaning what we're going to be looking at, a few different sections of the Rambam, different laws of the Rambam, again, just to get a picture of the importance of health and medicine in Judaism, and that it is in fact a fundamental part of our service of our Creator. In the future classes, God willing, we're going to be looking a little bit more in detail in terms of law, not just in the general aspects of health, but we're going to get very specific, and that is laws, for example, for a doctor in terms of the things he can do and can't do on Shabbat. We're going to be looking at the various, again, as I said, the various modalities of medicine. And we're going to be looking at modern tshuvot, works of Rav Moshe Feinstein, works of Rav Yosef, works of various different gedolim, in other words, of our present time and also the past time, in order to be able to get a perspective on how we behave both as a consumer of medical services and also as a provider. So this class is certainly should be of interest to both the patient and to the doctor, and I think in general to all of us, to really get a good perspective on what is the halakha in medicine. So, to start with, let's go ahead and we'll take a look at the fourth perek in Hilchot Deot. Now, this is in the Yad Chazakah, this is in the Laws of the Rambam. Also, first is the Mishneh Torah. In the fourth perek in Hilchot Deot, which is in Sefer Mada. And there the Rambam, goes to talk about all various different laws and so forth regarding medicine. In fact, he gives us an entire plan of how to run our life, in other words, in a healthy manner. Now again, we're not necessarily going to look at every single law this evening, but we're going to look at a number of them, to just get a good perspective as to what was expected and is expected of us by the Chachamim. So now again, fourth perek, beginning the first halakha. Ho'il v'yot ha'guf bari v'shalem midarchei Hashem hu. Now, having a body which is healthy and is complete, This also is from one of the paths, in other words, of serving God. Sherei efshar shiavin o yeda devar miyediat habore v'chole. Because it's impossible for a person that he should understand or he should know any matter of the understandings and knowledge of the Creator that he, if he is sick. When a person is debilitated, when a person is has been affected in any way as far as his body or his mind, it's going to make it difficult to impossible for him to be able to contemplate and comprehend the depths and the understandings of God. It's interesting to note that the Rambam, excuse me, as far as where he fits into the grand perspective of medicine, is he exists sort of at an interesting crossing point where modern medicine begins to develop. Historically, we know we have Hippocrates, who becomes one of the, in other words, great founders of our Western medicine. In this case, its beginnings in Greek medicine, with his various principles. In fact, the Rambam in his medical writings has an entire commentary on the works of Hippocrates. Following that, you have Galen. And this is, Galen becomes sort of like the open Shulchan Aruch, the open work of Jewish law, so to speak, in this case, of medical principles that was in the time of the Rambam. Now, the important thing about the Rambam, and the important thing about what goes on now in relationship to Galen is the first one to begin to make the differentiation, meaning the separation between the mind and the body, as being two separate entities, where the body not necessarily affecting the mind, or the mind not necessarily affecting the body. And Galen takes this approach, in other words, through his ideas of experimentation and so forth, which become the forefront and father to what becomes modern Western medicine. In fact, it's attributed to him the concept of researching medicine. Now, Galen and that path continues. Now, the Rambam, again, is at that moment when things are moving towards the experimental stage and this separation of mind and body. And the Rambam, in fact, decides that this is not necessarily the path to go on. Now, he doesn't reject in any way the entirety of Galen, but rather he embraces the older concept of the mind and body being unified, and therefore the ability for the body to affect the mind and the mind to affect the body, and much of the Rambam's writings, in fact, reflect this. Here also we see now in the Halakha where the Rambam is explaining to us the concept that if we are to go ahead and not have a healthy body, it's going to affect our mental faculties, and therefore it's going to affect our ability to be able to comprehend and understand the greatness of God and the various other issues which the Rambam has already described in earlier chapters as being an absolute necessity for every Jew. Now, given that's the case, we understand why it's so critical, therefore, health from the perspective of yediya, of understanding God. Now, obviously, it goes without saying that if a person's health is debilitated and then he is incapable of performing the mitzvot, that, of course, without any question, that he has, of course, now created even a deeper issue for himself. Now, understand, of course, that one's ability to perform a mitzvah, in other words, is based also on his ability to be healthy. If a person is not healthy and incapable of performing a mitzvah, so very often the case is, nalacha, he becomes pator, meaning he is no longer obligated to perform the mitzvah. So therefore, perhaps this is why the Rambam leaves out the idea of actual application, meaning performance, in terms of health. But nevertheless, the reason why I'm saying he left it out is because of the fact that if a person is, again, sick, and he's not able to capable of doing it, it's left, in other words, with him not being able to do it, and therefore he's pator. So if that's the case, right, in other words, when you have that situation, I says, of course we want to try and avoid it, but therefore, in other words, we can't attack it from that direction. But on the other hand, having the right ashkafa, the right mindset, the right approach to God, is something tadir we have to constantly have within our mind, and really there's no excuse for anything whatsoever that can affect that. And not only that, we see therefore how much more clearly that health itself is part of the actual maaseh, the actual action, meaning the active form of fulfilling the commandments related to knowing God, knowing your Creator, and fulfilling the various different mitzvot, in other words, of understanding who our Creator is, and therefore building within us our sense of ava and yira, of love and awe of God. So these become directly related to the actual fulfillment of the commandment. Again, therefore, we can again you see again how the Rambam brings together that synthesis of mind and body. So continuing, lefichach, therefore, given everything we've just said, in other words, that sickness will prevent a person from actually being able to perform, meaning that not only that it prevents, but therefore becomes part of the actual fulfillment. In other words, of the idiot, of the knowledge of God. Lefichach sarich laharchik adam atzmo bedvarim ha-me'abedim et haguf. Therefore, a person has to make an effort to distance himself from anything which is going to cause any sort of loss, in other words, any sort of sickness, any sort of deficiency, in other words, within the body. Ulanhig atzmo bedvarim ha-mavarim u-ha-machalimim. And therefore, he has to, on the flip side of that also, accustom himself to act in a fashion which is going to be conducive to his health and his ability to be able to, therefore, perform the mitzvah, which is through his mind, in other words, of knowing the Creator. And again, those are a separate set of laws. But the key here is we're trying to delve out and understand the obligation for maintaining health. The Elohim. Now, these are the things that the Rambam brings as are the foremost things that we should have in our mind as far as the concept of maintaining health in order to be able to know and understand God. Ve'eluhen, le'olam lo yuchal adam ela k'shehu ra'ev. So, always a person should keep in mind that he should never eat except when he's hungry. A very simple concept, something which has become quickly lost in the big picture of our world, where the idea of food, le teavon, just for the simple purpose of pleasure, has become something where, in fact, it's been embraced to the point where sometimes the idea of food as nourishment is lost. As an aside, by the way, for those who are familiar with the term apikoros, which you may have heard in various different shurim or formats, regarding the concept of somebody we say is an apikoros, somebody which is, in other words, usually is translated somebody denying Torah, somebody who is going against the Torah. But the definition, as brought down by the Yechin in Boaz, and the Perus is the Perush, which we find in the Mishnayot, in this case in Sanhedrin, he explains that apikoros is from the Lashon, from the language of the Greek of Epicure. In other words, the concept of an Epicurean, which for those of you who are familiar with Greek philosophy, has to do with running after entertainment, running after the pleasures of life as being the only purpose in life. So in fact, the concept of an apikoros, as understood in that Mishnah, as being one of the things which prevents a person from having the world to come, is really talking about a person who's running his entire life in order to be able to embrace and run after entertainment, to run after just the simple idea of fulfillment of one's desire for pleasure, and not after the greater aspects of what it means to be a human being, which is to be a servant of our Creator. So this first piece of advice, I don't think anybody could ever possibly think of anything, if we're going to pick one thing to be the beginning, and of course the Rambam being the master is telling us, don't eat unless you're hungry. V'lo yishte elek shut sameh, and one should not drink unless he's thirsty. Now, certainly, by the way, in both of these cases, we're dealing with a person beginning from a state of health. It's certainly possible that a person, as a result of, God forbid, different maladies that have occurred to him in his life, that he finds himself now in a condition where, as a result of the sickness that he has, his ability for his body to regulate and to demand its needs has been altered. God forbid, for example, somebody who's undergoing chemotherapy very often and no longer has any form of appetite. And therefore, it's important, nevertheless, that they consume, in other words, the sustenance that they need in order to be able to live. So therefore, the advice he's giving us here, very clearly from the Rambam, is talking about when our systems are normal. So there is something to be said about going ahead, in other words, when we are not in a normal state, meaning we've become so balanced, perhaps by the excesses we've already had in the past, or for various, again, sicknesses, to go ahead and count calories and to look at the various different health properties of foods in order that, what, we should know exactly when and what we should be eating and drinking. Now, I'd like to put this as an aside, and again, in future classes, we're going to be looking at various different topics. So one of those topics, for example, is can a person, in fact, diet? You know, there is a concept that a person is not allowed to cause himself pain and suffering. And I can tell you that being hungry is not exactly a good feeling. Now, being that's the case, though, nevertheless, when we look at those laws, you'll see that there are, of course, things that mitigate it, such as one's health, and again, various other subjects which we'll get into there. So, so along those lines, continue where the Rambam left off. The second thing is that a person should not detain himself from relieving himself even for a single moment. There is a concept that the body knows what it's doing. In other words, it takes in the good food, it absorbs that food and makes use of what's good and proper for it, and it removes what's called the pisolet, meaning the aspects, which is the hus and the improper and the notwithstanding what we don't need, and it removes it and gets rid of it from our body. So we're talking about toxins and various things that our body doesn't want inside. So to hold them in longer is something which then is going to have a negative effect on our health. He says, anytime a person needs to relieve himself, in other words, in this case, number one, or number two, he should immediately, in other words, stand up and go and take care of his needs. In fact, there are various different laws, very specific laws, which again, we're not getting into every detail in this particular shiur, that are affected by one's, in other words, needs. For example, certainly if a person has to relieve himself, then he is in fact not able to pray at that time. Now, there are various different details about this law, but the understanding is that once a person reaches a point where he's no longer able to hold himself, or he's only able to hold himself for a few minutes, that the contents is in his body and therefore ready to leave and therefore is considered as if it's already there and therefore is something which taints his ability to be able to pray or to serve God, in other words, with the clear mind and heart and soul that we all need and is proper in our service. The next halacha bet, also again a critical advice, that should not be put aside for any reason. Lo yochal adam ad shetitmale kereso. A person should make a point not to eat to the point of being full. Lifchol kamo rvi'a misovato. But rather, what a person should do is leave a fourth, meaning, in other words, fill himself three-fourths and leave one-fourth still hungry. In other words, not having reached the point of being completely and totally satiated. The more a person, in other words, accustoms himself to eat to fullness, the more he is going to, in fact, eat. The more that his, in other words, hunger will overtake him, because, in fact, the body becomes accustomed to what our habits are. And therefore, if we habitually become people who eat to the star fullness, to the point where we, again, are completely satiated, therefore the body becomes accustomed to that, and it therefore expands on, in fact, what it therefore will indicate to us when we're full, meaning when we finished eating. So the more you eat to fullness, the more you'll end up consuming. So continue. So during the meal, a person should in fact not drink a lot of liquids. Rather, he should only drink a little bit, and the Rambam suggests that this should in fact be mixed with wine. The idea is that wine has a certain effect on the digestive system to help it go ahead and digest and move food along the digestive tract. And therefore, the Rambam is telling us it's good advice to go ahead and have that. Now, certainly, again, modern climates and temperaments and so forth affect whether or not we should, in fact, be drinking wine at every single meal or things like that. And again, he is not talking about drinking straight wine, but rather mixing it in with the water during the meal itself. And again, the point is that a person shouldn't overindulge in liquids during the meal, because this will also affect, again, one's system's ability to be able to react to this concept of being full, or concept of the body, in other words, being empty. כשיתחיל המזון להתעכל במאב, שותה משהו צריך לשתות, ולא רבה לשתות מים, ואפילו כשיתעכל המזון. Now, therefore, what a person has is after he's finished eating, and the food then begins to be digested within a person's gut, then what he does, he drinks then what is necessary for him to drink, but he doesn't overindulge at that time in water either. In fact, a person in general shouldn't overindulge, even in water, in other words, once, in fact, all the food has digested from his body. And this is something to keep in mind. I know that a lot of diets today talk about, in other words, drinking a lot of water. The actual goal is to drink the right amount of water, and anything in excess is not something positive for the body. The Rambam also tells us the importance that when it comes time for eating, that a person should go ahead and he should check himself very carefully in order to see whether or not he, in fact, actually has to relieve himself. And what a person should do, therefore, is that he shouldn't eat until he has gone ahead and he has taken care of his needs. And also, in addition, what else a person should do is go ahead and he should have his body get started, meaning warm up. Meaning until his body begins to warm up. So what he should do is, in other words, again, either walk around a little bit, either be involved in some sort of work he needs to do, or a person should go ahead and, again, be involved in anything else. In other words, that a person doesn't start off cold. Just like a person goes ahead and he warms up before a race or before exercising, so also when it comes to eating, the Rambam is telling us, it's important for us, again, to go ahead and to prepare our bodies, in other words, even for the consumption of a meal, by not, again, immediately eating upon waking, immediately eating upon resting, but rather giving our body a chance to get moving. Klal shel davar, the general principle of all of this is, Yane gufo v'yiga kol yom baboker ad sheyitchil gufo lachum. So a person, therefore, what? That he should go ahead, and he should, in other words, afflict his body a little bit, meaning he should go ahead and, in other words, get his body started, in other words, hold back from eating right away. And therefore, he spends a little bit of time in the morning doing something first to warm his body. Vishkot ma'at ad shitit yashev nashova ochel. And then what he does is he rests after this, again, getting warm. In other words, just that his spirit should be settled within him, and then he eats. And it's also positive, the Rambam tells us, to have, again, some sort of warm water wash. And there's obviously in our days a shower or a bath, something along these lines. And then wait a little bit and then go ahead and eat. Now again, the point of the shiur is not necessarily to start becoming a class, in other words, on the Rambam's concepts of every single, in other words, aspect of our life as to what we should do, but the point that the Rambam does in fact do that, meaning that he, in his halachic work, meaning in his work on Jewish law and what's required of us, he takes the time to go ahead and write a number, in other words, in this case, an entire chapter on the concept, but in fact, the laws preceding and following, there are a number of different sections where specifically the Rambam addresses the concepts, in other words, of health and living healthy, eating healthy, acting healthy, and so forth and so on, and what is in fact healthy for a person, for his body, and importantly, for his mind. So it's the fact that the Rambam took the time out to do this emphasizes to us the importance of health and maintaining health, in other words, within the framework of Torah. In fact, just to get a little bit idea of what follows in terms of the Rambam, so the Rambam therefore then goes ahead and he gives us advice on what side to eat on. He then goes ahead and tells us as far as sleep. So for example, in this Halacha Dalid, he says he mentions the fact that there's 24 hours in the day, and it's enough that a person should sleep 8 hours, meaning one-third of that time. And he mentions to us that that time ideally should be in the end of the evening time. So therefore, when he, end of the evening, meaning the 8 hours are up, he in fact is getting up, in this particular case, right before, in other words, before sunrise. So he's rising with the first lights before actual sunrise has occurred, so that he can therefore then pray with the sunrise, we call it Nitz, and so forth. He talks about advice, for example, of how one should sleep. In other words, talking about the idea that a person shouldn't sleep on his face or his back, but rather on his sides. He talks about the various different aspects that a person should begin his night on his left side and at the end switch to his right side. And these have various effects on the organs within the body, as we understand from the sources. The Rambam is pulling this from in terms of the health and the ability of the body to digest the foods that are still left within the system. And then he gives various different advice regarding foods that a person should eat. In other words, there are again numerous different details within this chapter. And things we should stay away from, things that we should embrace. All of these various pieces of advice, again, the key here is, again, not what's necessarily being given. Now, there is a question as to how much of this advice is required for us to observe. For example, in a situation where Western medicine is at odds with what we see here, or the various different forms of medicine that we're embracing or following, which again is something we'll be talking about, whether or not the advice and system that's brought here in the Rambam is required or not required. This is a matter of contention among various different poskim. And there is a concept that mishtaneh teva, that various different things over time change within the nature of man and the nature of beasts. And therefore, we have to look at the mumchim, the experts of our generation, to understand clearly what would be the best from a health perspective. And of course, the properties of foods are different depending on what region they're grown in, what soils are used, and in fact, the various different aspects of the food, meaning the meat, the chicken, the fish, and all the various other aspects change based again on the regions, on the regions where a person lives and so forth. If you're going to be eating fish in mass consumption today in America, and you're pregnant, then the doctors will tell you, no, you shouldn't do that because of the poisoning that exists within much of the fish that we have at our resources and at our fingertips to be able to eat, and again and so forth. So things do change, if not internally, but externally. So again, that wasn't the key here, but the point that he spends time. Then, so forth. The Rambam also brings down. He says that one of the most important concepts is that if a person's digestive system is working properly, and therefore a person should be concerned about things such as constipation or the runs, and that things should be in their proper time and proper consistency. The Rambam then continues on to also discuss the ideas of how we properly wash and ourselves in terms of the times and so forth. Then also he talks about certain performance of medical procedures, which we don't necessarily see that often today, but in fact actually are beginning to become present in Western medicine, and in fact are available, again, on some of the alternative and complementary medicines are in fact still seen. So this is, for example, the concept of bloodletting. In other words, lo yagiz adam lakiz dam tamid, a person should be careful not to constantly let blood, and he should only do so, in fact, when there is a dire need to do so. There is a general concept that the body it has a state of health in the way that it was granted by God, and only in the sense when there is an imbalance should we be looking to perform the various different procedures. In other words, everything else should be regulated through the daily practices that a person should be doing. And in fact, that's up to this point, is why you see daily practices as being the key to the Rambam's laws. And here only now he begins to discuss issues concerning, in other words, various different performances of medicine in order to be able to, again, be able to adjust balance within the person in order to reach a state of health. Continuing along those lines, the Rambam also talks, and with again, he is not shy about the fact that he discusses issues regarding concepts of one's sexual health as well, that there is the proper time and place and means by which this is done, and there is, in fact, the halachot actually dictate to produce a pattern which is both healthy psychologically and physically for both the husband and for the wife. In a previous halakha, the Rambam also stresses the concept, for example, that when a person is looking, is involved in relations, about the right mindset that one should have, that even though there might be, in fact, some sort of refuah, some sort of medical benefit in the various different acts, but he talks about the importance of embracing its concept and its purpose for the more lofty reasons, be that for children, be that for the mutual gratification of one's needs with one's wife, in order to be able to draw closer in one's service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through having one's body being healthy and ready to serve in the proper fashion, both in body and in mind. So the Rambam, in fact, tells us that if a person accustoms himself according to the things that he has written out, meaning that he makes a regular health regimen part of his life, he says to you that you should be sure that you're not going to find yourself being sick. Now again, the Rambam is not writing, in his writings, words, just again, it's not a health manual. So when he says, Kolam anigatmo b'drachim elo shohorinu, and by the way, we're on the 20th halakha, for anybody that might be looking in the actual Sefer, or would like to look in the future, he says, I'm telling you, if you follow according to what I have written up to this point, in fact, he uses the language of hora, meaning that he has dictated as halakha, in other words, the concept of being careful about one's health and following in a pattern of healthy living, I'm telling you, you're not going to become sick. Until you, in your entire lifetime, until you become very aged, and it comes the proper time for one to pass, and he will know of no need for a doctor. Now, what I'm saying to you that nothing is frivolous is understand, the Rambam is telling you that if you live your life in a healthy fashion, meaning without excess, without deficiency as well, meaning in the middle path, when it comes to serving the Creator through one's daily activities, and this is a key point, it's not just about health, but it's about being healthy in order to understand our Creator and serve our Creator, that if that becomes the focal point of one's healthy living, that he's doing it l'shem shamayim, for the sake of heaven, that he's doing it in the ways that have been laid out here, meaning creating a pattern of healthy living and health within his life, that he's not going to be needing a doctor. That the idea of sickness being attracted, coming to him and during his, in other words, within his life, in other words, is something which we warded off. So that he will maintain his health, and he will stand in his state of health his entire day. The only exception the Rambam says is that if a person has congenital problems, meaning if from the time of birth, in fact, a person has various different defects that will tend the person towards, in other words, being sick. Now, the idea here is, again, every person is created with his particular mission, with his particular obligations. Now, of course, the Torah as a whole is our obligation. But within the framework of the Torah, each and every one of us individually has what we are matim, has what we are, in other words, in fact, we're, in other words, our natural inclinations and tendencies too. Some people can be great speakers. Some people are not great speakers. Some people are teachers. Some people are not teachers. Some people tend to be strong. Some people tend to be weak. God creates each and every one of us in the state that we're in order so that we should serve Him from where we are now, meaning who and what we are at this moment, and not necessarily what we would like to be or what we could be, but who we are right now. Meaning that's our challenge. So even though a person might be born with congenital defects and therefore find himself in need of doctors, even if he's following the patterns of health that the Rambam is telling us about, the concept is that is part of his own particular challenge in life in the service of God. That for whatever reason, God decided that he should create that person with these particular defects or these particular anomalies, or benefits for that matter, in order so that person should use that state as the place from which he should serve God. That this is in fact what is in his soul that needs to change. Not that, God forbid, we're pointing and saying this person has this problem and that problem. No, that rather that this soul that he has needs to go through these challenges in life in order to be able to reach its state of perfection. And that becomes our individual challenge for each and every one of us, meaning to take our life as it's been given to us from where it is and bring it to the most perfect state that we can in our service of God. And that is what God is asking of us. The other option, of course, is if a person goes ahead and he breaks with the concept of health, In other words, his whole life. And he goes ahead and from the very early points of his life, goes ahead and consumes the wrong foods, consumes drugs, consumes alcohol, and abuses the world around him. Then, of course, he's going to cause damage. Once damage is caused, then, of course, he opens himself once more to sickness. But again, if a person did something wrong in their life, just like when we talk about following the Torah, there's an idea of tshuva, of repentance. Here also in health. Although, just like everything, there is, of course, what to pay. Meaning, even when we go back and return, sometimes we need to clean, in other words, in our lives, what we've done wrong, to clean up the mess which has been made. Same thing when we've gone ahead and we've made the wrong choices in life regarding our health, that we also need to deal with and clean up the mess. But here also, remember, it's where you are now that success can start from. Therefore, if this is where you are now and you've taken it upon yourself now to be healthy, now to serve God through, again, being in the right condition to do so, he says, then this is, of course, what is expected of us. And we can therefore pray and hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see our efforts and therefore bring us a refuah shlema, a complete recovery. In other words, for, again, either our congenital or our, in other words, our post-congenital conditions that we may have, God forbid, brought upon ourselves. Or, of course, when in any case there could be, in other words, any massive external influence which could have caused, again, some sort of damage to us, massive plagues, massive droughts and so forth. All these things, of course, can play a part in, again, unbalancing the human being to the point where even when maintaining oneself in the healthy state, in other words, things can go ahead and be put off balance. Again, it's for us to succeed from where we are, and it can never be used as an excuse. Again, sometimes we are not able to perform a mitzvah, as we said in the very beginning, because of the fact that we're not at our fullest sense of health. Then fine, then that's not for us to do. Then you ask a she'elah, you ask a question of a rabbi, whether or not you should be doing that. If it's not for you to do, it's not for you to do. But then your challenge is to accept that, and to move forward, and to embrace that which you can do to its fullest, and to go forward with that, and therefore bring success to yourself, to your soul, and to the Jewish people. Now, the Rambam continues regarding a person who's sick, Everything which you've talked about, of these positive behaviors, the only person who should be performing them is following the pattern we've discussed, is somebody who is healthy. If a person is sick or one of his limbs are sick, or for example a person again who has abused himself over time, then what happens? His path, the things that he needs to do to get himself into a regimen of health, are going to be different. And going to be based on his particular sickness. As we find within the medical texts, and therefore Rambam also introduces us as one concept to keep in mind, that in fact, to keep that when there are differences within the various different cycles that by women and various other cycles within life, that this is a good sign to look again for imbalance and therefore approaching the need for a doctor. Komokom she'en bo rofe, any place that there is no doctor, echad avri v'chad acholei en roi lo lazun mikol adrachim elu she'nemru b'perek zeh she'kol achad mehem la'acherit tova mevi. He says, so therefore, if a person, of course, doesn't have access to know what to do, so what happens, therefore, is he should, therefore, just embrace what we said and do his best in those particular situations. The Rambam adds us another halakha, which is interesting. And this is the last of the halakhot we're actually going to look at this evening from the Rambam. And this is, again, how important the concept of medicine is within the framework of Jewish life. Kol ir she'en bo asara devarim elu, en talmid chacham rashai ledor b'tocha. Any city which does not have these 10 things, a talmid chacham, one who is learning Torah, and again, when it comes to this aspect, every person should see themselves as a talmid chacham, as somebody, in other words, who is learning Torah, who is somebody who values his life and values his service of God, he's not allowed to live in that place. Ve'eluhen, and he begins to list them, and the very first thing that the Rambam lists for us is rofe, is in fact a doctor. In other words, that even though we understand that we're living our life to avoid medicine, that we're living our life to, in the right and proper fashion, we nevertheless have to have the various different things within our community that are going to allow us to be able to properly, in other words, maintain our health or adjust our health in the face of sickness. The Rambam actually then continues in various other services. V'uman means somebody who is a professional in the concept of bloodletting, meaning that the point is that somebody who is able to perform the necessary therapies to keep a person healthy. U'beit ha-merchatz, a place for a person to wash himself, meaning there has to be a bathhouse. In other words, in our modern day, of course, we find that these are things which are found in every home. But again, traditionally, there was a public bathhouse that was made available, and this was separate from the mikveh, in other words, where a person went for spiritual purification, but this was a place where a person went for physical cleanliness. U'beit ha-kiseh, a restroom. U'mayim metzuyim, and of course, water which is found in plenty, kagon nahar u'mayim, such as a river, such as a well. U'beit ha-knesset, of course, a synagogue, where a person can therefore be part of a community, and therefore be able to fulfill the various obligations that only come in a community setting. U'mlamed tinokot, someone who is going to be able to teach the children. Ve'lavlar, a person who is capable of writing. In other words, he can go ahead and copy various texts and the various different things that we need to be able to personally have access to the Torah and the information contained within it, and also for the writing of contracts and various other things that a community needs. The Gabay Tzedakah, a person who will be in charge of collecting the money that we all are obligated to, a 10% tithe of our profits, to be able to go ahead and sustain those people who are having financial problems within the community. Ubeit Din, and also that we have, therefore, what? That we have a court system that should exist and be set up. Makim, Bechovshim, and therefore also those people who will be able to, again, enforce the various aspects of the, in other words, judicial system which is in place. Now, of course, the Rambam is of being hopeful in the fact that it should only be that, in Halavai, it should be that every Jewish community is in fact being run and ruled and organized by a Jewish court system and Jewish rules. But also this applies to the concept of having, in other words, a secular government in place, and of course also having in place, in other words, the means to be able to maintain and run that system of government. This is what keeps peace within the area and maintains the fluent and efficient running of the general community, that there is again some sort of law and some sort of enforcement of law. Now, certainly, given everything we've said, I think we can see very clearly the importance that health in general, that medicine takes within the big picture of Judaism and the big picture of our daily lives. The fact is that it's rare today to find someone who isn't taking some sort of pill, some sort of herb, or on some sort of food therapy, be it just general dieting, or very specific therapies in order to enhance their abilities, in other words, in terms of athletics, or in terms of any other particular need they might have. So this is something which is very applicable, very real, and is something which is going on a constant basis, meaning on our lives, and therefore important to us. I hope this general introduction, which was intended just to introduce the importance of the concept of health in halakha and medicine in halakha, is something which inspires you to think not only, of course, about continuing to listen to the future classes, which, God willing, which will be much more direct in terms of Jewish law on specific topics, but also to inspire you to think about your health and to think about being healthy, not just for the sake of looking good and being able to fit in, but rather to be something which is part of the true service of God. There's a concept that the Rambam brings down in various places, that a person should take every part of his life, and he gives us an example, sleeping, that when a person uses his sleep as a means, in other words, he has the intention that I'm going to sleep, I'm going to put the time into sleep, in order so that that sleep should invigorate me to the service of God, that sleep then becomes a service of God. And in fact, when we take and embrace every aspect of our needs, meaning we have physical needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the need to perform, in other words, various different things to keep and maintain our health, that we embrace those things and elevate them also to a service of God, meaning that we do them for the purpose of being able, as the Rambam said in the very first halakha, to maintain a sense of health for our body and mind, so that we should know our Creator, so that we should be the servants that He asks of us, and then each and every one of us, therefore, fulfilling our parts, can bring merit to the Jewish people and bring Mashiach Tzidkenu b'Meravi Amenu. At this point, I'd like to go ahead and make it possible and open up the mic and the text to anyone who might have any questions in general. First, if you have any specific questions about the concept of the necessity of health or medicine as something which we need to embrace, I'd like those to be the first questions. If there's any other questions beyond that, then certainly if the time permits, then the mic is available as well. As always, I'd like to thank everyone here for having given me the opportunity to be able to speak and therefore be able to teach and therefore be able to be a part of your lives and a part of each other's service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I truly thank you, and God willing, B'zat Hashem, I'm working hard with Ephraim to maintain a means and way that I can continue the shiur on a regular basis, and B'zat Hashem, that will come to be.